When every school is a failure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
There is an element of hypocrisy that we just aren't going to stand for in Washington.
That is David Eisminger, a member of the Lake Stevens School Board in Washington State, where the legislature is in a tussle with U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan over how to evaluate teachers. And as a result, the feds are holding the schools to the letter of the No Child Left Behind law, which says that if even one student out of any one of 37 different groups, which covers special ed, low-income, minority children, if even one student fails to meet the standard, the school board has to send out a letter.
I'm supposed to send a letter that says, hey, Lake Stevens, your schools are failing. If you want to go to another school in the area that isn't failing, we'll pay for your transportation. Problem is, with the yardstick that now the Department of Ed is applying, there won't be any more schools that, according to them, aren't failing.
So Eisminger, who's a data cruncher at Microsoft, ran the numbers and informed the education secretary that his district would be better off without the federal money.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what he was expecting when he pulled our waiver because, you know, we come from the land of Richard Sherman. We just don't sit down when people tell us that we don't do well enough because really our schools, they're doing great work.
So for people who think the federal government ought to just butt out of local districts, solution is simple. Just don't take their money. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.